Good morning again, everyone. Greetings. Here we are on the Lord's last day, on the Lord's Day, which is good to be on the last day, on the Lord's Day, isn't it? I'm sure we all enjoyed that good time of worship in the presence of God, thanking the Lord for all that He has done for each individual. And truly has been faithful, and He has provided. Pray that He shall provide us His word for today. And please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 31. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 1 to verse 8. I shall read verse 1, and we shall read the verses vice versa. And I shall start with verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 1. And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. The Lord thy God, He will go over before thee, and He will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that He may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be of courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God is both in my faith. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto them, in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. The Lord is He that will. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee. And if you say, let's pray. Most gracious, loving Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Father, yes, Lord, you have been with thee, and you shall be with us in the future. And it is the Lord which doeth and provideth, and will never forsake us. Father, we pray, Lord, that you may encourage us, strengthen us with your word as we start our new year, Lord, and we may build our life upon your word, upon you by faith. Bless this word, O Father, bless every soul which hear thy word, and bless this thy servant, O Father, that I may divide and ask your anointing in Jesus' precious name. Amen. As you know, I've been looking at a few portions in Exodus, but we're looking at a very important portion in the life of Moses. Because as you see, how old is Moses now, is it right? 120 years of age. And very easy to divide Moses' chapter. I'm sure we all have read about Moses. 40 years in palace, 40 years in wilderness, a shepherd. I think how hard would have been that 40 years, you know? Just looking at the mountains, just being with the flocks, would have been thinking, my life is over, that's it. But no, it wasn't over. At that age, at the age of 80, his life began with the Lord. And 40 years, he faithfully served God and served the people of Israel. As you read these chapters, this is the beginning of his last speech to the nation of Israel. 120 years of age, we see he spoke these words. Verse 1 says, unto all Israel. I do not know how they gathered. Maybe they were sitting on the mountain steep, and I do not know, because they wouldn't have mics. But they still communicated. They were able to reach to all the people. And Moses, with much experience, is sharing few important things to people. And you see, what is he trying to do? He's trying to encourage Joshua. He's trying to encourage the people of Israel for the next chapter, which begins soon. And there'll be a new chapter in their life, because they have to conquer the land of Israel. Anybody knows where Moses died? Yeah. Sorry, brother? Mount Pisgah, yes. It's called Mount Nebo and Mount Pisgah. You read that just on, if you turn to chapter 32, and you see verse 49, it says, "Get thee up unto the Mount Abrim, unto Mount Nebo," which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho. Yes, it is. I read the other version as Mount Pisgah as well. And it's just in the land of Moab, opposite to the Jericho. And Moses was he not able to take it, you think? It says 34, if you turn to chapter 34, Deuteronomy 34 verse 7, it says, Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. His eye was not dim. He was strong. We know he was a mountain climber, if you remember. He used to climb the mountain, Hamieli, 8 times. At least 8 times, maybe many times, but a large mountain taking 3 hours. And he had such a zeal for the Lord. And one of the account Lord gives about Moses is, in Numbers 12:7, he says, Moses was a faithful servant in all my house. He was a faithful servant in all my house. As we go back to Deuteronomy chapter 31, we sang a song this just now, Purify My Heart. My heart's desire. One thing is my heart's desire is to be holy, set apart for the Lord. If you see one of the great characters in the Bible, you read about their account, there's one thing they wanted to do for the Lord. What was for David? One thing I desired of the Lord, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. If you look at Paul, one thing I desired, that I may know him and I may know the power of his resurrection. I was thinking, what would be one thing for Moses? Any guess? What would be that one thing for Moses?
I may see the promised land.
One more thing. Sorry, sister? Same thing? Yeah, that would be one desire too. And I was reading, anybody else?
See the Lord.
Lord glory. I think that's what I saw. If you turn to Exodus chapter 33. I mean, I think there's no other character other like Moses who has seen Lord's glory, isn't it? Abraham would have been, also had the privilege. But not as a man, God spoke to him face to face. As you turn to Exodus chapter 33, you see Moses is all over 80 years of age. And I think his very first encounter with God's presence was, where was it? At the burning bush, isn't it? If you read that in Exodus chapter 3, we won't look at it. Moses' character today, but I'm looking at God's faithfulness. But the encounter with God was at the burning bush. That was a fascinating moment for Moses. That was a changing. He knew about God of Israel, but he saw the presence of God, a bush burning, but it was not consumed. One thing God told to Moses, it will be as a token for you. Anybody knows what was that? It will be as a token for you that I am with you. If you turn to Exodus chapter 3 verse 12, I'll come back to this 33, just flipping a few pages. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 12, it says,
I will certainly be with you, and he shall be a sign to you.
Thank you. Thank you. What was the sign? I'll be with thee. I'll be certainly with thee. And this shall be a sign, or this shall be a token. Brothers and sisters, whatever God says, he shall do. He was with him all the time. For the last 40 years, from this promise until we are 120 years when he speaks, God was with him, and this was a sign, and this was a token. He was chosen. God had many. He could have chosen Aaron. He could have chosen somebody in the camp. But God chose who was away in that near the Mount Sinai Peninsula. He chose near Mount Horeb Moses. And he gave him a sign. I will be with you. As you come back to Exodus chapter 33, you read in Exodus chapter 33 and verse 13. This is what he prays to God. Now therefore I pray thee, Exodus 33 verse 30, now I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. What was the prayer? That I may know thee. If you come to verse 17 of the same chapter, and the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in thy sight, and I know thee by name. And it says, verse 18, and Moses said, what did he say? I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Show me thy glory. If you come to Exodus chapter 34, and verse 9, it says, he said, I found grace, and I said, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us. Go among us. For three things. I may know thee. Show me thy glory. May your presence go before us. As you look back, your own personal life, your starting moment at the burning bush would have been an encounter with God. Knowing God in different circumstances, with your word, the gospel, how God spoke. You may not have the experience of seeing a burning bush, but our hearts were touched. Our hearts looked to the cross. That was the encounter we would have all had. And we have not stopped. I think if each one of us stopped to know God, it will be a disaster. Our spirit will be always looking for more. You see anyone, Peter, when he saw Jesus transfigured, he wanted to be there. He said he did not know what he was speaking. When you're in the presence of God, he wants to know. You want to have more of it. You want to have more glory of it. It is also the will of God. The will of God for each one of us is to taking us from glory to glory. Glory to glory. It is the divine will of God. That is, you read in Romans 8:28, he has made us, he wants us to make us to the image of his Son. I'm nowhere close to the image of his Son. He wants us to take us to glory. Next year, more of his glory. Next year, may that be a year that you may have the desire as Moses had, that I want to know him more. May this be the prayer, show me thy glory, O God. May this be our prayer that may you be among us. May you lead us. As you come back to Deuteronomy chapter 31. So, a couple of important things. Moses starts the addressing nation. I do not know if you were the person, you lived the Moses life. It was a victorious life. He has brought millions of people out of Egypt. I do not know how you would start the addressing. Oh, great. How great nation. What great things I have done. You know, God gave me this opportunity to do this, that. Do you see that? You don't see that, do you? You see that he's honoring God. I think the greatest character of a leader is not to take the glory of God, to honor God. And Moses had this immense, you see after this chapter 31, 32, 33, he gives praises. He sings you chapter 32, he gives worship to God. And he reminds how God made this possible. And as you look into this chapter, he's encouraging the people of Israel. He's encouraging Joshua. And this is the promise which we could all take today. Verse 6, 31 verse 6. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doeth goeth with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. One of the things you read in verse 3 and verse 4. The Lord thy God, he will go before you, and he will destroy the nations before you. Thou shalt possess them. And the Lord shall do unto them as he did to Sihon and to Og. There were many battles already won. Shion and Og and Amorites, and God had delivered them. And Moses is saying, as God has done in the past, He shall also do it in the future. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will remain utterly faithful. Though we are unfaithful, God will remain faithful. One of the things, comforting things, when people fail, when things fail, when you look to God, He's constant. He's same, isn't it? He's always the same, never changing. He's a covenant keeping God. You read in verse 5, and the Lord give it to them, and the Lord shall give them up before your face, that He may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you. God had made a covenant that He shall give the land to Israel. And He shall do it. He is a covenant keeping God. Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 9 says, Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9 says, know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, thy faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that loveth Him and keepeth His commandments to a thousand of generations. He's faithful God. He keepeth His covenant and His commandments to a thousand generations. We are also in this verse, isn't it? Thousands generation. I do not know how many generations have passed. But He has been the same God, a covenant-keeping God. Verse 6, you read that the Lord goes before you. You read that the Lord, He is goeth with thee, and He shall not forsake thee, and He will not fail thee. Exodus 33:14 says, my presence shall go with thee. This is a comforting words for all of us. If He is not alive, He was not with us, there's nothing next year for me. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. The Lord will go with thee. The Lord will be with thee. We have read, He will not forsake thee. He will not forsake thee. Have you seen any time the Lord has forsaken you in the past? No, I mean, He may have taken you through a trial, a tough time, but He has always lifted you up. He was always there. He shall not forsake thee. Verse 8 says, it is the Lord, it is that doeth. It is the Lord that doeth. Many times, there's nothing anyone can take credit for what God has done. It is the Lord that doeth. So brothers and sisters, may these words of promise which Moses gave to Israel and to Joshua comfort our hearts. God is the same. He is a covenant-keeping God. He shall not leave thee. He shall not forsake thee. It is the Lord which doeth. As you move forward to see, look into God's faithfulness, please turn to Psalm 124. Book of Psalm 124. Psalm 124. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, no may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us. Verse 8 says, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Nation of Israel still exists today. They're a small nation. And if you look back, the people of Israel, as you look back the story of Exodus, one thing spoke after and after and after was Israel failed. The people of Israel murmured. They went against God. They grumbled. There was nothing for God to keep the covenant. They had broken the covenant. Lamentation chapter 3 verse 22 and 23 says, because of the Lord's mercy and love, we are not consumed. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. We may talk about Israel. How about us? Have we not failed God? Have we not grumbled against God? But yet, because of His mercy, we are not consumed. Because of His grace. Great is His faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. I'm sure we are all enjoyed. Every day, His mercy and grace, which never fails. Three relationships. In an earthly relationship, we can see which God puts an example for Israel, even to us. A mother and a son. A father and a son. And a shepherd and a sheep. I'm sure we're all blessed with godly parents. And looking back, the mother's love and father's love is indeed a privilege for every child. If you turn to Isaiah chapter 49 verse 15. Isaiah chapter 49 verse 15. Thank you, Sandra. Can a woman forget a second child? She may forget, yet I will not. I think it may not be surprising to see on television these days a mother abandoning her child. And it never happens, but God will never forget Israel. A mother may forget, but I will not forget. I will not forsake thee. Psalm 103 verse 13 says that the Father pitieth, I had pity on you. Many days ago I was going through a bit of trial and I was so, you know, thinking, why Lord upon me? And why Lord is bringing upon me and upset upon me? And God took me to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 6. Book of Hebrews chapter 12. Says like this: For whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom He receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? This verse was a comforting verse. You may be going through trial today. You may be thinking, has the Lord forgotten me? Has the Lord abandoned me? No, Lord has not forgotten you and me. He's still working on me. He's still working on you. He had to work on you over the past years. He had to work on me, the many dross He had to remove. If a father or mother does not perfect a child, the child will go astray. Proverbs says, take a stick as well. Punish a child. Train the child. As a father loveth, He had pity on me. And He had mercy on me. He corrected me. And when I ran back, He loved me. I'm talking about the faithfulness of God. He has been faithful to Israel. He will be faithful to you as a child of God. Let's turn to John's Gospel chapter 10. In verse 25, Jesus answered them, I took. But he believed not because you are not my sheep, as I have said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Verse 11 says, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth the wolf, catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. I'm sure we are all enjoyed this relationship of shepherd and sheep. It is a beautiful picture of God has given us. The sheep hear His voice and follows the Lord. One of the beautiful promises we can take is, no one, I know my sheep, and no one can snatch them out of His precious hand. God has given us various promises in the Bible to be strong. Take courage. Do not fear. I am with you. He is always with us. The good work the Lord has begun will be accomplished. He is the beginner and the finisher. He will accomplish. And stay strong. Even as we look into many promises of God, when you look back, we still have fear, isn't it? We still fear. When trial comes, when problem comes, we still fear, don't we? At times. I ask you a question, why? Why, as even in Christian life, God has given promise, and why do we fear? Lack of faith. Sorry, Bill. Go on, Bill. Faith again? Anything else?
It's natural to get fear.
It's emotionally. I think important is lack of faith, isn't it? And lack of faith creates doubts, isn't it? It'll create doubts. It'll create, sometimes when we are not right with God, we'll have fear. But lack of faith. But God is looking at a consistent faith and a consistent race. And it is only by continuous time with the Lord, the Word of God. Faith comes from hearing the Word of God, prayer and fellowship with people. We can keep this race running. Just a few verses of encouragement as we turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 3, if someone can read it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 3.
But the Lord faithful, who will establish you and guard
you from the evil one. He is faithful and is establishing you. Right. If you turn to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 says, can you read from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 to verse 23? Thanks, Sandhya. The promises of God are A and Amen. He who has promised, He's faithful and utterly faithful. I mean, I was looking at, as you're thinking about this verse, how would you know He's utterly faithful? Just look back in your own life. Just look back the time of Israel. How utterly faithful God has been. Look at the Israel today. They still exist. By grace of God, by the power of protection of God. By word, we know Him through His word. By His spirit, as we listen to Him. Maybe also, as the word of promise reminds us, maybe go with full assurance of faith. Not 60%, not 70%, not 80%. He who has promised will accomplish it. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith. Without wavering. Verse 35 says of the same chapter, cast not away therefore your confidence, which had great recompense of reward. the confidence in the Lord. Let us not cast that away. Let us get stronger and stronger. May the next year, may we be, as we come back, if Lord willing, if God has given us the opportunity in the next year, may we be stronger in the Lord. May I have Moses cried out, may we know him more. May we have this prayer that I want to see your glory, O God. Someone, it was George Werber, said like this. You know, George Werber, he has, what is his, dolosship? And this was his thought. What is that for a man which keeps him going? You know, what is that for a brother or sister which keeps him going? Is it going to church every Sunday, Bible Sunday, or Bible study, or reading Word, or Bible? What is that that keeps him going? This was what brother said. It is in your heart, the hunger in your heart for the Lord. The hunger you have for the Lord. The fire you have for the Lord. Moses had that fire. He could climb the mountain though he was tired. He could walk with these people. He could do that hunger, that zeal for the Lord. May we pray in the coming year that we will have that hunger, the zeal, the passion, that we may please Him. I'm sure we are all coming to the end, and one thing we would think of is a resolution, isn't it? All of us are planning for what to do next year. What is the plan for the next year? And some of you may be thinking of a few things which you stored for the Lord, career, you know, many things you may think of. But today, as you look back, all that matters is what we have grown in the Lord, which is the most important thing. One of the resolution or a goal, I encourage each one of us to do, as you look into, as Moses was encouraging Joshua, God encouraged Joshua chapter 4. If you turn to Joshua chapter 1, Joshua chapter 1. And I shall read it for you. Verse 6, be strong and of good courage, for unto the people shalt thou divide for the inheritance of the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, and thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For when thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goest. Incidentally, a same token, a same sign which God gave to Moses, I shall be with thee. For Joshua, I shall be with thee. Wherever thou shalt tread, I'll give it to thee. But there is a condition for Joshua, isn't it? This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Brothers and sisters, this word of God is only the light and the lamp unto our feet. We do not know what is right or wrong without knowing what is God's will. We can make our own choices in life. The only choices we can make, right or wrong, is by the word of God. If we have made a goal to know Lord more, or to know the more of glory of God, we won't know until we know about God. So I encourage each one of you to make sure that you have a quiet time every day with the Lord. If possible, 20 minutes in the morning. I'm sure most of you are doing it, but if you haven't done it, these are the fundamental of a Christian life. The time together with family, sitting in the night and spending with 20 minutes with a little word and a prayer will be a great blessing for your little ones and for ourselves. It brings us back. 20 minutes in the morning alone, 20 minutes in the night. I tell you, you'll start doing it more. You'll have more time. I do not say you plan for 2 hours of prayer every day. It is unrealistic goals, unless you're doing it for some sisters here. I know they spend a lot of time of a prayer, then you can extend it to 2 hours. But have a realistic goal, what you can do. But I'm sure we should all spend our time to see what is my resolution for this year for the Lord. I'm sure these fundamental things should be looked forward if I and you want to grow in the Lord. I and you want to know the Lord. We may not have a miracle like Mount Sinai to know about God. God has given us everything we have here. So I encourage you with this thought. Be strong. I shall read it for you again. Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6. And I shall close in prayer. Thank you, Deuteronomy. Chapter 31 verse 6. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doeth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. May we take this promise of encouragement by faith. And may we conquer the next year for the Lord, for his honor, for his glory. And as Moses said, may we know him more. May the glory of God continue to lead us glory to glory. Shall we pray? Let's shall we close our heads and as we bow down before him, as we look back this year, if you have any fear or any anxiety as you look ahead of the challenges you have, as the word of God has reminded us, do not fear. It is the Lord who doeth. It is the Lord who shall be with thee, who shall not forsake thee. It is the Lord which will go before you. And may these promises comfort our hearts. And may we have, as we sang that song, purify my heart, let me be as gold. And be a set apart, consecrated life. And may we seek the Lord in prayer. Gracious, loving Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you for this wonderful promise of encouragement to me and to us. That Lord, you're the same God yesterday, today and forever. You're the covenant keeping God. You're a never changing God. And the God of Israel is our God. Father, we seek your presence as we enter the new year in the coming hours. Let your presence go before us in our individual, in your family, in our church life, that we may be victorious. And it is the Lord who doeth. And Lord, we want to thank you for all that you've done in the past. And we thank you for all that you're going to do for the future. Because Jesus lives, we shall live, and we have our hope in you, Father. And we surrender ourselves to you. And help us, Lord, that we may have a consecrated life set apart for you. In Jesus' precious name, we humbly ask and pray. Amen. Let's turn to song number 593, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.